This is Ozarks at Large. This week, an organization that represents low-income Arkansans filed a lawsuit against the Arkansas Department of Commerce and its Division of Workforce Services. According to Legal Aid of Arkansas, the agency has repeatedly refused to turn over records that might provide a better understanding of why scores of the nonprofit's clients haven't been able to access unemployment benefits during the COVID-19 pandemic. In April, at the start of the health emergency, the jobless rate in Arkansas shot up to over 10% as the virus prompted lockdowns that closed restaurants and other businesses. Arkansans then had to wait weeks for the state to set up its pandemic unemployment assistance program, which allowed self-employed workers to apply for unemployment benefits. Payments were further delayed when a computer programmer discovered a vulnerability in the web application shortly after it launched at the end of May. Since then, unemployment levels have been coming down, most recently to 4.2%. As Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek reports, some Arkansans may have returned to work, but they still haven't received benefits for the time they were unemployed.
While the lawsuit itself focuses on the Arkansas Freedom of Information Act requests submitted to the Division of Workforce Services, attorneys for Legal Aid of Arkansas say its origins go back to the start of 2020. Attorney Jaden Atkins says she and her colleagues filed their first FOIA request for DWS records 4 months ago to get a better understanding of how the agency is operating both its traditional unemployment insurance and the newly created Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program.
We originally started because we recognized that we weren't sure how to help our clients through particular problems that we kept seeing come up.
Atkins says Legal Aid filed 2 FOIA requests that get at DWS processes. The second request, filed in December, focuses on the work of a contractor called Protech Solutions,
which is the company that created a computer system that effectively makes initial eligibility determinations for PUA claims specifically.
Legal Aid requested to see the weekly and monthly status reports Protech generated for DWS, as well as the training materials involving the services it provides to the agency. Atkins says Protech's algorithms make the initial unemployment eligibility decisions, but DWS employees are supposed to confirm them.
So we wanted some more information about what exactly that is going on there. How is DWS telling them how those decisions should be made, et cetera, et cetera. And the biggest pushback has been on getting that information on the basis that there is a seemingly unrelated data security investigation into Protech.
Legal Aid's lawsuit states the investigation wasn't described as criminal, which is what would shield pertinent data from getting released under the open records law. Trevor Hawkins, an attorney for the nonprofit, says in the last year, the organization has received more calls about unemployment application issues than ever before.
There's such a wide array of issues that folks are facing, but a common thread along all of them is that it's typically related to delays, whether that's in processing applications, you know, making decisions, paying benefits, or processing appeals. You know, that's the common thread there is folks are just waiting and not receiving benefits.
And Hawkins says in the instances that Legal Aid has dealt with, claimants are doing what they're supposed to do to receive unemployment.
I don't think for most people that's a surprise that it was a kind of a broken system to begin with. A lot of these delays and stuff are the result of them not doing anything beyond what they were already doing, not hiring new staff or truly looking at the computers or the technology or maybe algorithms that they were using and evaluating where the hitches were. So they continued, as far as we could tell, business as usual, despite unprecedented claims.
According to Legal Aid, as of mid-December, more than 26,000 unemployment claims have yet to be decided, with about a quarter of Arkansans waiting longer than 3 months, while some claimants are told their wait time could be up to half a year for an initial decision. Jaden Atkins says even when clients follow the necessary steps, the process of filing for unemployment benefits is a long one.
There's the time you have to wait to apply, then there's the time you have to wait to get a decision, then there's the time you have to wait to get a benefit payment. And that's all assuming that you don't have to go through the incredibly complicated appeals process. And by the way, to apply for PUA, you have to apply for UI first and get denied before you can even try to apply for PUA.
Atkins says legal aid's clients are reporting long lines at unemployment offices and long wait times on the phone when many don't always have the ability to wait for hours at a time for information.
The reality is they're getting held up everywhere, at every single step of the process.
In addition to months-long applications and appeals processing delays and wrongful denials, Atkins says legal aid clients are also facing unsubstantiated allegations of fraud or overpaid benefits.
For instance, we've seen a number of claimants who were initially approved for traditional unemployment who were then later told, oops, you don't actually apply for traditional unemployment, but it appears to us at least, and in some cases, DWS has said that they are eligible for PUA, but now they are dealing with an overpayment from the traditional UI as well for the period that they received it initially.
Atkins says the nonprofit has also had clients who've been receiving PUA benefits because they were deemed eligible, but they've suddenly been locked out of their accounts.
They don't really know why they're being cut off. They aren't receiving enough information about it. And when they do try to contact DWS, of course, the lines are full too long, or their calls don't go through, or again, they're told they just have to reapply.
Trevor Hawkins says filing the FOIA lawsuit against DWS was Legal Aid's last resort after 4 months of extended deadlines, evasive responses, and withheld documents.
Essentially, a daily basis, we have folks calling us with these unemployment issues, trying to figure out how to navigate them. In the meantime, they're facing very commonly evictions. That's also a relevant part of the pandemic right now. These fluctuations in income, they're left without knowing how they're going to make their car payment. You know, they're facing car repossessions, trying to keep the lights on.
Aside from contacting Legal Aid of Arkansas for assistance, Hawkins has this advice for Arkansans seeking unemployment benefits.
What we've always been telling folks is to be persistent and document every interaction that they have with the Department of Workforce. Every time they try to file a claim and the system wouldn't work, you know, be able to show that they're doing everything that they're supposed to be and that all the shortcomings are on the Division of Workforce Services.
In December, Legal Aid also sued DWS in federal court for discriminating against a Spanish-speaking client who has been waiting 11 months for a decision from the agency. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
Representatives at the Division of Workforce Services told us the agency can't comment on pending litigation, but they did provide some statistics. Since May 21st, DWS has paid out more than $1 billion to nearly 86,000 claimants. And since the Continued Assistance Act extension of the PUA program, which went into effect January 1st, DWS has paid out nearly $80 million to about 29,000 claimants. According to DWS, delays in benefit payments occur when claims require additional review for accuracy or when claimants haven't completed all the steps to have their claims approved. Two main issues could lead to delays in payment: lack of ID verification and lack of valid COVID-19 impact statement from the claimant.